You're listening to the Youth Critic Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Youth Critic Interviews. This is your host, Kel Smith, and today I'm bringing you an interview from the Atlanta Film Festival. I did some red carpet coverage during the festival, and this was the first interview that we had done. I did this concurrently with Sean Estridge from the Nerd Party, and we only got a couple questions in, but I think it's important to share this. This is from Lulu Wang, the director of The Farewell, a movie I really liked, and I'll talk a little bit more on my ATLFF 2019 Ray Cap. And here is the interview with director Lulu Wang.
Very well. Congratulations on all this. Thank you for being here. Yeah. So this is your second feature.
Yes.
Which is super exciting.
Yes.
And what was the journey to get this movie made? Because I know it's a very personal story.
Yeah.
So what was that like trying to pitch that? And were there any struggles getting it to here, to the big screen?
Yeah. I mean, a lot. You know, it's a primarily, I mean, I would say 100% Asian cast. There's a lot of Chinese in it, so there's a lot of subtitles. And that was the film that I wanted to make. I wanted to make exactly the movie that you see. And I think that there was a producers who were interested initially, but they wanted a different movie. They wanted a bigger, broader movie, and they may have forced me to cast in a different way. And so it took some time before I found the right producers, and it was really because I did a story for This American Life, and everybody heard it, that I was able to find the right partners.
Nice. And then I guess as far as finding the balance, because it's such a personal story and it sounds really amazing, how do you find the balance of telling a narrative and disconnecting yourself to be objective about the source material and being objective and telling the story as something that can appeal to an audience and trying to put on your director hat and your writer hat as opposed to kind of like, I experienced this, it's emotional to me, but making that broader in terms of appeal?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I never necessarily went about it thinking, how do I make this appeal to people? It was always like, what's the emotional core of every scene, you know? And what is the movie really about? I mean, the movie is about Lily, who wants to have a cathartic goodbye, wants to say goodbye to her grandmother, and usually that means both people know that it's goodbye, but because her grandmother doesn't know, she's not really able to have a proper goodbye. And so then how does she, you know, handle that? Like, how do you say goodbye? And I just kept asking that question as I was directing the film and writing it as well, and just saying, because sometimes it isn't about a plot in a particular scene, but it's an emotional beat of and how she's feeling when grandma says, I can't wait to throw you a wedding banquet, but you know, deep down she knows that will probably not happen.
Gotcha. Thank you so much. Yeah. I'm excited to watch it.
Thank you.
So going from your first movie, Posthumous, and going to this, what were some of the things you learned from that film that you took from this movie?
That I brought to this movie? Well, you know, I think with a first feature film, there's always all of this uncertainty of whether or not you can pull the whole thing off. And so I was really just approaching the film in a way more like a producer and really leaning into just making things proper. But for this film, I think I, you know, really wanted to break more rules. I wanted to take more risks. I wanted to break the boundaries of genre.
Nice. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks, Sean Estridge, and also thanks, director Lulu Wang, for being a part, for doing this interview. And that is it for this interview. I just want to thank again the Nerd Party and Sean Estridge. You can find the Nerd Party on Twitter at Join Nerd Party, and then you can also find Sean at Yay Sean Dorman on Twitter. Thank you to both of them. Some more links to them are in the description below. You can find me on Twitter at MovieKale. You can also follow the show at The Youth Critic, and then you can also follow the channel Distributes This Podcast at KHZ Network. Thanks, everyone, and also thanks to Atlanta Film Festival for letting me do interviews.